Good morning and welcome to Q95's morning news for today, Tuesday, November 25th. I am your presenter, Lakisha Labasir. In the headlines, UWP Valley candidate Ronald Charles says time to make the Rosa Valley realize its true potential. From the region, Jamaica on track to welcome 3.5 million visitors this year. And internationally, Ferguson decision ruling sparks night of violence. The news is brought to you through the kind compliments of Digicel. Details coming up.
Let Digicel help you find the best selection of smartphones at the lowest prices in Dominica, like the Samsung Galaxy S5 Blue smartphones, the Digicel DL800 and 900 plus, much more. So visit your nearest Digicel store today to find the perfect gift and enjoy up to 25% off your purchase. Plus, get a chance to win loads of great weekly prizes and the grand prize of up to $20,000 cash. Let us at Digicel help you make this Christmas extraordinary.
It is time to make the Rosa Valley
It is time to make the Rosa Valley realize its true potential. This is the call coming from UWP candidate for the Rosa Valley constituency, Ronald Charles. Charles was addressing a massive crowd during the Rosa Valley Team Dominica rally over the weekend, says as the representative for the valley, with the UWP government, he will undertake a development plan in the Rosa Valley that will see a rejuvenation of the sites and attractions. Some such plans, Charles says, includes his commitment to upgrading the playing fields in the valley, the reintroduction of the aerial tram, and the development of a tour guide policy.
It is time to make the Rosa Valley experience its true potential. The upgrading of all the playing fields in the Rosa Valley, especially in Mount Prosper, Loda, Trafalgar, and Cochrane. The reintroduction of the aerial tram to include Eggleston and Cochrane. The development of a tour guide policy to ensure the job and safety and protection for our tour guides and our visitors. Here it is, we have so many tour guides in the Rosa Valley, and I believe it's time that these tour guides get the preferential treatment. And in that, the policy would be when you arrive at the destination or as you arrive at the sites and attractions in the Rosa Valley, a person, a tour guide from the Rosa Valley will then take you to the various sites. And here, by creating employment for all young men and women in the Rosa Valley.
The establishments of more support groups or systems that better support people suffering from particular mental conditions or persons who have experienced emotional trauma and distress is the call coming from one health and wellness practitioner on island. Wellness practitioner Carlo Armour says people must have the systems in place to which they can turn in times of need, which he considers is largely missing in Dominica. Armour says in particular, more compassionate surroundings should be established to separate mothers who may have lost a child through stillbirth, miscarriage, or some other pregnancy complication, rather than being accommodated within the maternity ward.
We are all walking a very fine line of sanity. Something like that could just break somebody down, and then that woman is walking the streets begging because she cannot come to terms with what her life is. And then we see people on the side of the road, and they are, we call them vagrants, and we don't know what they have been through, you know, what they're going through every day, and we sort of scorn them and stuff. And it's very difficult for the society. It's difficult for them, and I see that all the time. Just last night I was saying we need to have facilities as well as support for people that are in trouble,
yes,
and or marginalized, you know, and also ill, and absolutely, people that are going through that kind of depression after you've lost a baby, as Ms. Dairample is talking about. It is a very real thing.
A recent DLP proposal to introduce the teaching of the Kalinago language in schools in Dominica is being supported by Cassius Daru, the DLP's candidate for the Salibier constituency. Daru is of the view that such an initiative will assist in boosting the self-esteem of the Kalinago people.
I believe that Dominica and the Dominican Labour Party
has produced an initiation to introduce the teaching of the Kalilago language in our schools will help tremendously to improve the self-esteem of our people, particularly the youth, our unborn children, for whom we hold and protect this land.
According to Kalinago cultural elder Prosper Paris, the most devastating impact on the Kalinago culture by the invasion of the Europeans was on the language. In an article on KalinagoTerritory.com, Paris says until the 1920s, few Kalinago could speak or remember the language. Today, most Kalinago say they can't speak a word in their language. However, many Kalinago names and words are in common use today, including Kashima, Papaya, Aguti, Maniku, and Mabuya. In 2011, one NGO Kalinago Connection used the help of young linguist and St. Lucian Kalinago PhD student of Native American Studies, Keisha Joseph, to hold crash courses on the language with students of primary schools within the territory and members of the Kalinago public. It is said that revitalizing the language will enable cultural growth within the community. Clayton Anselm Bertrand of Portsmouth, who appeared before Magistrate Bernard Packett on November 24th, has been fined $20,000 for possession of 90 pounds of marijuana. During the proceedings, Bertrand pleaded guilty to possession of marijuana with intent to supply. Information revealed in the court indicates that the quantity of the drug seized had a street value of $90,000. Police prosecutor Sergeant Davidson Andrew Jr. told the court on Sunday members of the drug squad unit of Dominica Police Force were on duty in Collihue when they intercepted Bertrand in a cream Toyota car that was traveling a westerly direction. Attorney Darius Jones, who represented Bertrand, said his client was straight up with the police and admitted to having drugs in his possession. Mr. Jones further stated that his client has two children and appealed to the court to take his client's responsibilities into consideration and not to impose a custodial sentence. Bertrand was fined $20,000, $5,000 to be paid forthwith. In default of payment, Bertrand will spend 6 months in jail. He was also ordered to pay $5,000 by May 24, 2015, or in default spend 6 months in jail, $5,000 by November 24th, 2015, or in default spend 6 months in jail, and $5,000 by May 24th, 2016, or in default of payment to spend 6 months in jail. The United Workers' Party leader Lennox Linton says Team Dominica's 2014 election manifesto was drafted in Dominica, produced in Dominica by Dominicans, and is for Dominicans. This as the party has come under much criticism from members of the DLP for not being ready for elections and suggesting that the UWP did not have a manifesto. The UWP political leader, however, responds to these criticisms, stating that the party would launch the manifesto in their own time and not as determined by the DLP. Linton states further that the DLP has demonstrated its readiness for elections by bringing in foreign bands and paying foreign businesses to print election paraphernalia and their manifesto. He says in Portersville on Wednesday, the UWP will launch their manifesto, which was created for the people and by the people.
They said we did not have a manifesto. They said we're not ready for election. But their readiness for election is about foreign bands and paying foreign people to print billboards and print manifesto. We will present on Wednesday a manifesto that was born in Dominica, written in Dominica, graphically designed and laid out in Dominica with pictures from Dominica and printed right here in the Commonwealth of Dominica. We are the United Workers' Party Team Dominica. We are proud of Dominica. We are proud of the work that our brothers and sisters can do, and we are prepared to stand up and lift them up every time, because when you will see both manifestos, you will realize that right here in Dominica, we were able to create a superior product to what they had to import from overseas. Wednesday. Wednesday, the launch of our manifesto.
From the region, Tourism and Entertainment Minister Dr. Wickham McNeil said Jamaica is on track to welcome some 3.5 million visitors this year. The number, he said, involves a combination of cruise passengers and stopover arrivals. McNeil was addressing the opening session of the two-day Tourism Outlook Seminar on Thursday at the Montego Bay Convention Center. He said that stopover arrivals are up more than 3% over 2013, and industry is expected to once again pass the 2 million visitor mark this year. We will have in excess of 1.4 million cruise ship arrivals, so total arrivals to the country could be somewhere around the 3.4 to 3.5 million visitors, he said. The minister noted that despite the challenges, the sector continues to perform well. And internationally, the St. Louis suburb of Ferguson has been rioting and looting after a jury decided not to bring charges over the killing of Michael Brown. A police chief said violence in the Missouri town was probably much worse than the worst unrest after the black teenager was killed in August. St. Louis County Police Chief John Belmer said rioters had fired 150 shots. Michael Brown was shot by a white police officer, Darren Wilson, on August 9th, sparking protest. Many in the African-American community had called for Mr. Wilson to be charged with murder. But following lengthy deliberations, a grand jury made no recommendation of charges. President Barack Obama joined the teenager's family on Monday in appealing for calm, urging Americans to accept the decision was the grand jury's to make. The BBC's Ali Makbal reported, seen more vandalism and looting after Monday's ruling than on any night in August. And that's this morning's news, but first a recap of the headlines. UWP Valley candidate Ronald Charles says time to make the Roseau Valley realize its true potential. From the region, Jamaica on track to welcome 3.5 million visitors this year. And internationally, Ferguson decision, ruling sparks night of violence. Once again, the news has been brought to you through the kind compliments of Digicel. If you missed any of our news packages, log on to our website www.q95da.com to view the stories, or click on the podcast icon to listen to the various packages. On behalf of the Q95 News team, I am Lakisha Labasir.